The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So my socializing yesterday was actually posting on social media.
There you go. Good for you.
Although I don't think Todd Eats Dog Treats was that big of a hit.
Well, I think people were,
time.
People were actually calling you out saying that stuff's made from cow ass or something like that. Why are you eating it? I saw that. You know.
I didn't see any reaction on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was one that okay. That's where I saw. The Twitter reference was basically, what are you eating that for? It's like made of cow ass.
The one person was one. You said it had aftertastes of manure.
Yeah.
And one person was asking why you were so acquainted with that taste.
Yes. Oh, that was it.
I didn't have room to explain that on Twitter, but when you eat something...
I know exactly what it means.
Yeah.
I know exactly stuff that smells, it tastes like manure.
The back
and I've never had manure in my mouth.
The back of your palate kind of produces a taste.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and then it goes up into your nasal cavities, and you get an olfactory sensation,
there's
and
some
it
sort of
smelled
food. Yeah, I'm with you.
Just like cow manure when I finished up eating that thing.
No, I know that, too. There is something out there that I've done eating before. It smells like cow manure once you eat it, too.
Did I say something, Craig?
No, I was reacting to something that Tyler had said.
Oh.
Bliss and I were...
what'd I say?
That you've never had manure in your mouth. And we disagree.
Yeah, I was flipping around the TV, and I was going to help out all our Husker fans out there.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, well, I really was. I said, I was watching, all of a sudden, I had it on MS, because if you have satellite, so for DirecTV, it goes from like ESPN, and it goes down to all the sports stations.
Yeah, there's a whole sports tier.
And it was Huskers Florida State. It was the January 1st, 94 Rose Bowl. No, excuse me, Orange Bowl. I typed in, hey, Husker fans, the 1994 Rose Bowl is on NBC, whatever, like that. You're welcome. Hashtag the glory days. And then I realized that I go, yes, I'm seriously, I forgot. Florida State wins this game. I said, oh, well, the beginning is something big. And then finally, somebody reminded me, he goes, you spelled orange wrong. Because I said Rose Bowl. And then I said, okay, so now it's the Orange Bowl. Sorry, booze. All right. But it was funny to watch that because it was January 1st. I remember Todd and I moved here in August of 93 for all the younger people that, of course, their parents probably listened then.
We were like eight.
Exactly. I don't care. We were there. We were here then. So we moved here in August of 93. And I remember the January 1st bowl game was, and it's weird to watch the Huskers now from this point of view because a lot of those guys are grown men now. Of course, they're all grown men. They're in their 40s. And we know some of those dudes. So it was when I was watching it, it's a whole different way of looking at it because I remember the January 1st, 94 Bowl where they lost to Florida State. I was still in Pennsylvania for Christmas vacation before we flew back. And I'm watching that game thinking, hey, that's where I live now. That's pretty cool. And I'm watching an old buddy of ours, Scotty. Scotty was in the crowd in a big red outfit. I remember that. And I'm thinking, I know that dude. And this guy, show guy in the crowd. Of course, then later on we became friends with a lot of those guys on that team. And then I realized they lost that game because I forgot Florida State wins that game like 18-16. And then later on that evening, they were showing the next year when they beat Miami.
Miami, yeah.
Yeah, and that was it. And Frazier and Behringer and all those guys. I mean, that team, you know, I hate to be Mr. Glory Day because all you Husker fans, that's all you got now. But they were really good. They were really good.
Well, there's an argument to be that the 1995 Nebraska Cornhusker team was one of the best teams in all of college
definitely
football.
Definitely one of the best. I think that but Miami 2001.
The guys from the 1994 Huskers will tell you, well, those guys were our backups.
Rob Zadiska told us that. I love when Rob used to say that, too, because they were just our backups. I love that. And he's right.
He is.
A lot of those guys started, too, as juniors.
Right, but you can't argue that point.
Yeah, so it was kind of cool.
It's true.
I had it on for a little bit.
They were our backups and sleep for me all the way down.
I love it. And it's, I love it how the shoulder pads are bigger then, and you know, the whole thing looks so different. But so I was trying to share it with Husker fans, but I was messing up everything, and I really wasn't even joking around. I thought they won that, they lost that. I thought I wrote Rose Bowl. Of course, I meant Orange Bowl.
That was the Chardonnay.
It was totally the Chardonnay, Puss, because I'm thinking I wasn't going to drink last night, but it's like 75 degrees and no wind, and I'm thinking I'm going to start drinking because it was so beautiful.
It was pretty much
plus
perfect.
There's nothing else to do.
At least here yesterday.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Well, it looks like Todd's dog treats was received a little better on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of retweets. Interesting. Let's see. Mr. Bill says, I'm with you. I tried those. I even dipped them in peanut butter, and they still suck.
By the way, you have human treats in the house, too, by the way.
I know, but...
Are you sure?
These were just sitting on the counter, and then there was another bag of something that Christy wanted me to try that looked a little better. So, maybe I'll do that, depending upon how well received.
Did she throw him in the air and you just go?
Oh, that would be fun.
He'd end up hurting his knee again.
It's fun to catch him. No, I would just sit in a chair.
Oh, okay. Not
like, you know, like all dogs do.
Like dogs do when they're sitting on their haunches, catching dog treats.
Make sure
that
you're
way.
Sitting on your haunches then.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do it that way.
I don't know. I can toss him up in the air, and our dog she gets some pretty good air.
There you go.
She high points him like a good receiver does.
Yeah, but her knees are fine.
She's got four good knees.
Todd's high air is a little lower nowadays.
Yeah, I really can't get up or land. That's the problem. Is landing.
The landing is the problem. Mark Lundholm later on this morning.
Good.
Friday, we were discussing before the break, Craig, that I'd forgot what Mother's Day is, and it's not this week. I know that our actual moms
not this Sunday, but the following.
Our three moms
Sunday.
Our three moms are gone. I realize that. We have people that gave birth to our kids, so they're moms, too.
but we discussed
what we're going to do for Puss's mom. That was just a – it was just – he brought it up.
I teed
like,
it up.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. I knew it was coming.
Yeah. Well, you know what she always asked for.
I know, but it's COVID-19 days, so we really can't deliver.
Same
things
thing.
Man.
Year after
that's
year.
A good one. That's a good one.
Just no kissing.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that, Craig.
No, you're not supposed to be within 6 feet.
No. We learned that sex was fine. Just no kissing.
You ain't endowed like that.
Just no kissing.
Yeah. Which is going to be tough to do.
That's if you already live with the person, Craig.
We like kissing.
No, you can kiss them if you live with them.
Yeah, you got to be in the same house.
Yeah.
You got to share the same dwelling.
So all those rules don't apply if you don't live in the same house.
It's next Sunday, by the way, is Mother's Day. Yeah. And I think you should be able to forget that one this year.
Yeah.
Of course, you don't need that around the house either with everything else. I'd go to the store, honey, but there's a global pandemic. How about Happy Mother's Day?
Maybe you can help me out on this, Craig. Mike on the Facebook wants to know, can anyone actually explain May Day?
Yeah, it's the first day of May. Yeah.
Thank you, Craig.
And I think Europe gets into May Day a little more than... I know they had a thing in Minneapolis for years, like a big parade. Probably not going on this year.
No.
Probably not a lot of May Day celebrations going on this year.
No.
But I think there's cake. Yeah. There's a lot of cake.
And there's the pole.
There's that.
Oh, the Maypole. Yeah.
But every country in Europe, most every country, has a unique kind of celebration for May Day. I think it goes right way back to, Roman times, second century.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I don't know. I remember.
An ancient festival of spring.
All right. It had nothing to do with Jesus, so I don't celebrate it.
No, it had nothing to do with pagans. I don't think it had anything to do with religion.
Yeah. And it's not real then.
No, it's spring. Dancing, singing, and cake.
It is spring.
Yeah. I knew there was cake. And pastries.
And isn't part of the celebration putting pipe cleaners into a styrofoam cup and making little baskets?
May Day baskets, yeah. Let's do that.
Was that part of the ancient tradition?
Pipe cleaners, yeah.
Pipe cleaners and styrofoam cups.
A pipe cleaner from way back.
International Workers Day is also called May Day, but it's a different celebration.
I was going to say, I thought there was a Workers Day in there also. Yeah. Well, the frontline workers
now. It is May Day.
Right.
The first day of May.
Boy, April went like that, didn't it?
Which means that we missed Decorating Month.
Oh, damn it.
We missed Irritable Bowel Symptom Awareness Month.
I think you should have done
that. And Dr. Mina will get on us about that.
Yeah,
oh, she should.
Will.
Yeah, we missed International Irritable Bowel Syndrome Awareness Month.
She had 30 days to remind us and
didn't get
to it.
She did.
If she's going to say she had other things to worry about,
we're
going to
ask her about blowing smoke up our ass next time, too, just to see if we can go back.
Well, we talked to her the other day. She was suffering from exhausted bowel syndrome.
Yes, she was.
EBS. I don't know what month that is.
Yeah, that's a lot of them.
Yeah.
National Cancer Control Month. We missed that.
All right.
You got that taken care of?
I did, yeah. We missed National Facial Protection Month.
Puss takes care of that.
Are your taste buds still coming back? Are they still on the rebound?
I'd like to think so.
Because we could make it Craig and Todd.
Why don't you
eat dog treats?
Why don't you just eat dog turds and see if it, you know.
Yeah.
See if you can taste
Todd
that.
Todd eats dog treats and Craig eats dog turds.
Well,
would you like to participate in that?
I can still smell them.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Well, then we'll just give you
a step in it.
Like the good smelling ones.
Okay. You look into that.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I can tell the difference.
Craig likes human food, if I remember. But
I do, too.
From what I remember, too.
Big fan of the human food.
Good.
We missed National Frog Month.
I make it a point to eat some human food.
Oh, man, that's a big deal.
Every day. What kind of frog month?
National.
National, okay.
No, not international.
We missed National Humor Month.
Yeah,
we did that.
Right. Are there state frogs? Does every state have a state frog?
Probably I not. Don't know.
Yeah,
they should.
Yeah.
We missed National Kite Month. National Pecan Month.
April is always it's kite flying.
I always thought March.
I thought it was March too. March
designated.
I thought March was kite flying
as the windy month.
I thought so too.
See, we always flew kites at Easter.
Oh, really?
When I
remember March.
No, but I always thought conventional wisdom
was
March.
March
was the windy one.
It is a windy month.
Yeah, but March is still too cold.
I know. You're right. You're right. But it was
April. It's warmer.
March was windy.
It was windy. Yeah.
April was rainy, and then May had all the flowers.
Right. But since global warming, everything's different.
We missed National Poetry Month.
Oh, I wouldn't say we missed that. There once was a man from Nantucket.
Thank you. That's the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah. Is there a difference between a limerick and a poem?
Probably.
Because those are limericks.
Oh, it's still rhyme.
Maybe a limerick
don't have to rhyme.
Maybe a limerick
but
is a form of a
poem. The Nantucket one does.
Yeah, I think limericks have to rhyme.
Whatever.
Now,
We missed it. That's good
National
reason.
Sarcoidosis Awareness Month.
Is that skin cancer?
Well, see, I don't know. We missed the month.
Oh, good.
We're not aware.
I'm unaware.
Let's do it next month.
Sarcoidosis?
Sarcoidosis.
All right, we'll figure it out next year.
damn it.
Inflammatory disease.
Now we missed the month.
Yeah. Lungs and lymph glands. Yeah. Sounds horrible.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing we missed it.
Yeah.
Good thing we missed it. Anything really important you missed? Because sometimes you'll
They're
do
all
that.
Important.
Okay. No, they're not, actually.
Prevent Lyme disease in dogs month.
All right. Let's get
pull
the tick off your dog.
Yeah, they're important.
Oh, STD awareness month.
Oh, yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, you should have mentioned that one.
Well, we're aware.
We're not, you know.
Well, somebody.
We're all aware.
We're not running around right now.
Somebody got their first diagnosis last month.
Oh,
you could have prevented that, Craig.
Corona.
I don't think I could
Corona, no chlamydia. Yes.
You could have.
I don't think so.
If only Craig had told me.
And summer tire changeover month.
There you go.
That too.
Who's got winter tires?
Who does that?
Who's got studs in their tires?
They do.
Anymore?
I hear about
but
it.
They're
from
illegal.
Time to time.
Really?
A lot of cities are illegal because they rip up the road, man.
I mean, where? Alaska? Are they still rolling those?
I heard of people doing it here in town.
Really?
I think they still do that in North Dakota, although there's all weather tires now. So that's kind of a thing of the past.
All right. I mean, I understand they put chains on your tires like you said.
In the mountain?
In the UP or something like that, But I remember changing over the tires back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, yeah, speaking of the car, I'm glad I remember that now. I have a sports car I've owned for years. I'm driving down the road yesterday because I haven't started in a while and just cruising around, you know, and seeing nothing, like Todd said, there's really nothing to see. But I hit the highway, I hit a main drag, I'm going pretty fast, and this car pulls up beside me. And my roof's and I think he's yelling at me, like, because I haven't driven my car in a month or so, this car. And he's yelling at me. And he's looking over at me. And we're both going about 65. I go, oh, I must have a flat tire. So it doesn't feel like I have a flat tire. So I think he's like, it sounds like he's warning. He's not yelling at me like he's mean. He's just, I feel like he's warning me about something.
He's trying to communicate something.
Right.
He's trying to convey something.
And I'm just going, yeah, how you doing, dude? Whatever.
So did you try rolling down the window?
Well, no, my whole roof was off. It's a convertible.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I could hear, I just heard this, bah, 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 you know.
Top was down.
Yeah. So I pull off my normal exit anyway. And I'm thinking, well, I don't feel like I have a flat tire. Maybe the trunk's open. I don't know what's going on. So I'm pulling up this red light, and all of a sudden he pulls up beside me. He followed me off the thing. And he goes, hey, he goes, I got something for you. So we're in a public area. So I just figured, I said, oh, I pulled over there. And he's an older dude, probably about 65 or something like that. Marty, sorry about you if you're younger than that. He wanted me to mention his name. And he barely had a car just like mine. His wife made him sell it. And he goes, and we're moving. And I got these, I got these floor mats in the car. And I saw you turn off the exit. And I go, hey, I'm going to give them to that guy. This is just yesterday. So then he says to me, first of all, then he goes, hey, you the radio guy? I said, yeah, I'm Tyler. He goes, oh, man, I love you guys. So that was kind of funny, too. He said that. But he goes, I'm going to give him to that guy. And he chases me down.
F&A, free floor mats.
And he gives me the mats. So we're talking a little bit. He says, make sure you just say my name on the radio. I say, Marty, thank you, by the way. Yeah, he was pretty cool.
You should have asked him if he had any CDs for the CD changer in the trunk.
And a cassette deck.
Oh, you do have a cassette deck in that thing.
I have a cassette deck in that, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was hilarious. Yeah.
Some winter tires for it? I could use those.
I'm going to give them to that guy. Jeez. He's lucky I wasn't mean.
That guy.
He just follows me and gives them to me.
Yeah?
I know.
And he didn't know who.
Apparently, he's putting all the stuff. He's not going to move to his new house in his truck. And he's just driving around seeing people. Hey, that's your. Oh, I'll give it up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So thank you, Marty. It was very nice of you.
Free floor mats.
I needed ones.
Damn it. That's a good Thursday.
Well, he had them made for his car. They were like specially designed, and he didn't have the car anymore. So he just gave them
to him. What's the point?
Yeah. I go, what happened to you? My wife made me sell it.
Meanie.
I know.
See, I'd keep them, and every time she said, why are you keeping those? Because you made me sell the car!
Great news from a couple of days ago. Felicity Huffman, you remember she was involved in that school scandal thing?
Who plead out, spent 11 days in jail, and moved on. And granted, she didn't do near as bad as the Laughlin family did.
Her daughter...
Yeah, but they opted not to... fight as hard.
They did. They did.
The Laughlins did.
They did.
Yeah, they took the deal.
Right.
Which is what you should have done.
Right.
Her daughter going to a top university.
She probably was smart enough.
On her own merit?
Yeah. She's going to go to Carnegie Mellon University's theater program.
Yeah, they might have scrutinized a little bit.
Here's the deal about those.
She might have a reputation.
Maybe.
Here's the deal about those big schools. You mentioned the USC's, UCLA's. I'm in the whole process right now. There's a lot of smart kids who don't get in a lot of those schools because they only have so many spots, and everybody's smart.
It's limited capacity.
Everybody. I mean, my daughter's been pulling out what it takes for ACTs, what it takes for your grade average, you know, and then you're thrown into a pot with everybody that smart.
Yeah.
And then they pick and choose. So.
What's the point?
It's a misnomer by saying these people, I'm sure some of these people were actually pretty smart kids.
Now,
crappy because they got.
Yeah. You know, when it comes down to the selection process, can they check into the ability to pay?
Well, they're not going to let you in unless you can pay anyway. So they would just have, you know, I don't know. That's a good point, Todd. My daughter's only going to be a senior this coming year, so I'll let you know.
You do got to pay up front, don't you?
Probably for the first semester you do, yeah.
So this daughter,
or at least by month, I don't know how it works. You know.
Felicity pled guilty to paying $15,000 to alter her SAT answers.
Okay.
This time, she took the test on her own and still got accepted to Carnegie Mellon.
That's a great acting school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she also has two parents that are really good actors, so maybe she's got some talent.
Okay, but she still had to
get in, do
well on this test. Right. And if I remember correctly, this is the one.
Was it USC? She won the USC girls?
I don't remember.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, and I could easily be wrong, this is the one who was actually pissed at her parents for doing this.
Right, yeah.
Because she probably could have done, well, obviously, she could do it on her own.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I know one of them. At least one of them was USC.
Yeah, it was the Laughlins did that. They're USC.
Right.
Yeah. Or whatever. His name is Massimo. He sells you jeans at Target, yeah.
Not anymore. They don't carry his stuff.
Oh, they don't? No. Because of this?
No, it was before that.
Okay.
I used to like their T-shirts.
Yeah,
they don't carry them.
I like their pants.
Yeah. They're like $8.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
They're moving up to something more contemporary. They're going with
Massimo is actually pretty hip for Target.
The Jaclyn Smith line of clothing.
No, that wouldn't be contemporary at all.
But Massimo has been at Target forever. I haven't been at a Target for a long time.
Yeah.
I remember that.
You're a Walmart guy. That's why.
No, I'm not. I haven't been in either, actually.
Well, obviously, pandemic and all.
I'm a Amazon guy anymore.
Yeah.
I still haven't brought myself to do that.
Yeah, haven't you?
You're not missing much.
No.
It's so easy.
I'm sure it is.
I wonder how much on Amazon.
I might be afraid of the
ease. I bet you 90%. Now, granted, most purchases are worthless anyway, but I bet you 90% of Amazon purchases are worthless.
Well, they're worth something.
Or not necessary.
Not necessary.
That's what I meant. You want them.
Less so now, I think.
Oh, less so now because of the pandemic.
You got to try it at least once, Greg. It's like the Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner, where you just click, 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 and then 2 minutes later, it shows up on your doorstep.
It also shows up on your credit card.
It's like from Acme.
Right.
You get a box on the door from Acme.
It's not 2 minutes, though, but that's pretty good.
It's pretty close sometimes.
That's sometimes prime.
Sometimes it is same day.
Right.
Maybe not now. Right. If you have a local distribution center and they have that item in stock, I've ordered stuff in the morning and it's been there in the afternoon.
Dildos.
Really? Yeah.
Amazon. Dildos.
Alexa. Order dildos. Not just one.
A bag of them.
All of them.
And what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
That one was live, folks.
That was live. It's Friday, by the way.
It is.
You can tell we're sharp.
Ish.
It's usually the sharpest day of the week for all of us.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We've been honing our coronavirus skills.
Maybe not.
For four consecutive days.
Let's not get everybody's hopes up.
I'm feeling good.
Mark Lundholm. May 1st, by the way. April flew by, didn't it?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
BDB.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.